Good morning. My name is Alberto Carday, and I'm a professor of public health at East Strasbourg University. And I've apologized to my fellow panelists and the moderator, but I have to leave after my presentation. I have to go to a governing council meeting, but I will leave contact information in the back for any further any questions. I also fortunately or unfortunately, I guess in this scenario, fortunately, don't have any financial relations with the current presentation. The overall objective of this study was to look to the extent to which local public health services offered by local health departments were determined by essentially their taxing authorities and policies at the state level that established how to establish local health departments. The impetus comes from having worked in Pennsylvania for over 10 years now, in which state policies that create the process by which local health departments are created put in a very high threshold of financial commitment at the local level, making it very difficult, making it heavily reliant on a local taxing authority to establish local health departments. And for that matter, Pennsylvania, out of 67 states, we only have, out of 67 counties, we only have 10 local health departments, truly local health departments. The remainder of 57 counties are serviced by state clinics with 2 to 3 nurses. So our interest was, well, is this the phenomenon across the country? In many of our attempts to create local health departments, even in the county where we are in Monroe County, are met with, well, this creates new taxes. We can't sustain this. Property taxes. Well, most of you are nodding your head, so you know the spiel. So this is really preliminary data, trying to mix, combining various data sources. And it's also preliminary in part because our data on tax burden, we had to redo it after doing an initial analysis because the reliability of it was then questioned. So we looked at 10 states with approximately counted about 572 local health departments. We looked at NACHO's 2008, the National Profile of Local Health Departments, and it is a little intimidating to have the person who knows most about that database sitting up here with me. The county level tax burden from the Tax Foundation, which is where we actually had to go back and do some fixing of that. And then we created a database, not very complex, on 10 state public health funding policies. And we then tried to compare the relationship between these different levels of taxing authorities to financing and financing characteristics to county level local health departments. So we did exclude city and state entities that ran that counted themselves as local health departments. And we did mainly comparing of the means using t-test and correlations, and we did attempt a regression analysis that I will explain towards the end. These are the 10 states that we looked at. We looked for differing policies with regards to, again, the funding mechanisms, especially looking at that differentiation between starting up local health departments and the funding, the level of funding that the state commits versus a requirement from local funding sources. As most of you know, and this is straight from the NACHO's 2008 National Health Profile, document. Most local health departments have a heavy reliance on local funding. That's probably not a surprise. And looking across the sizes of local health departments, that is fairly consistent across most sizes of local health departments, except when we get to the higher levels, the higher size health departments. So then we looked at if this, in the sample that we, and again, this is from the 2008 National Health Profile, so it included all 2,300 local health departments that were, that responded. If we looked at our sample, and the questions that were asking for how many were counted on local county taxing authority, 76% reported yes as that. Now, this again is from even a smaller end in that not all respondents responded to that. One, we did go back and try to get increase that sample with phone calls to local health departments and emails, so we were able to increase that in. But regardless of the fact, a large percentage rely on local tax authority. And then of our sample, again, in the jurisdiction, 93% were a local unit. In other words, they were a local unit of government, not a state unit of government. So in the jurisdiction level, vast majority are from our sample that we looked at are local unit governance. If this again comes from the national profile data, if you look then specifically at those, and this is for all of, for all 2,300 unit of local government, local funding then even becomes even more important. It jumps all of a sudden to 29%, so close to a third of their funding coming from a local unit, local funding. So a greater percentage and a greater reliance on that. When we then looked at county tax dependent or dependent or on the local on county tax authority for public health, those that are have a local jurisdiction, all of a sudden it's 95% of them had a dependence on county taxes for public health services. If we limit that even further, then it becomes a little bit smaller, but now we look at those with county health dependency and without a public health state tax authority, then it's all of a sudden 86% are highly reliant on that taxing authority from the county. Looking at some of the variables that we were able to look that were statistically significant in expenditures per capita, full-time equivalent personnel, and services offered. Looking at those that had county tax authority and those that did have county tax authority reliance, those with county tax authority reliance had much lower levels of both expenditures per capita, full-time equivalents in personnel, and the only difference are in services, where the services were slightly higher, but not by much. And these were all, again, were statistically significant across the board. We did correlations then with our local tax burdens. First of all, we found that at the national level, the state of all 10 county, if we looked at all local health departments in our 10 state county, the local tax burden was not correlated with either amount of services offered or expenditures per capita. But if we limited that to local jurisdiction, local health departments with public health state authority, there's a slight negative correlation with amount of services offered and expenditures per capita. However, if we limit it further to those with a county tax authority and no public health state tax authority, the local level tax burden is negatively correlated at a higher level. Not incredibly much higher, but higher. And again, it's with lower, so they're negatively correlated with the amount of services offered or expenditures per capita. In other words, the higher the tax burden at the local level, the lower amount of services offered at the local health department and the expenditures per capita. We did try regression analysis to try a couple of models to look for predictability, and none of them provided us with a strong enough predictable predictability in any of these. Now, again, I think it's in part of us having to limit our data, our number of local health departments that we could use because of having to go back and fix our local tax burden data. And we were not able to go back and fix in all of them. I've got plenty of time then because I'm in my last slide. In terms of findings then, and again, these are some of the initial results. We plan to be able to expand this to more states as we're able to identify more of the local tax information. We did find that states with which have policies that fund public health services with local level financing have fewer local health departments per capita than those states that have a more equitable distribution of financing. Local health departments governed by local units of government are more dependent on that county tax authority, but they do provide fewer services per capita and have lower expenditures per capita. Those that are dependent on county tax authority services provide funding are negatively affected then by the level of tax services and have their services and their funding are negatively affected by that level, that taxing tax burden. I'm not sure if I caught that correctly at the end of Dr. Shaw's presentation, but that those local health departments with the smaller percentage, the smaller areas, are more susceptible to those funding changes. It's a possibility. And then that funding for public health, as with many of those different social services, are determined less by the needs of the population than by the more those social political characteristics of the local area and the individual potential of organizations to convince voters to increase potential local taxing burden in order to fund public health. Again, I apologize for not being able to stay. I'll leave some cards in the back if there are any questions. Thank you very much. And I apologize to Dr. Chen.